Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today we're going to be tackling something that I think is really fascinating, and that's fandoms. We're going to try to unpack what's going on psychologically and socially when people become really dedicated fans of something.
Should be interesting.
It is. I mean, think about it. People get so invested in their favorite books, movies, shows, you name it. Like, where does that intensity come from?
Well, I think it speaks to a really basic human need, that need to belong, to be part of something bigger than ourselves.
Okay, so right off the bat, we're talking about belonging. It's like, I'm not just watching a show, I'm part of a community that loves this show.
Exactly. And that sense of community can be so powerful, especially online. It can give you a sense of identity, make you feel seen and understood.
I've totally experienced that. Finding online groups dedicated to, like, that one obscure book series I loved in high school, it made me feel less alone, you know?
Absolutely. And it goes even deeper than that. Social identity theory tells us that being part of a group, especially one you're passionate about, actually boosts your self-esteem. It's like wearing your team's jersey, you're signaling your membership, and it feels good.
It's like a badge of honor almost.
In a way, yeah. And then you've got fandoms that are centered around identity itself. Like the research mentions LGBTQ plus fans finding solace and even self-discovery in fandoms like Harry Potter or Steven Universe, you know?
Right, because those stories often have themes of acceptance and finding your place in the world, which can resonate deeply with people who are maybe struggling with their own identity.
Precisely. So it's not just about entertainment, it can be a really powerful source of support and validation.
Totally. Okay, so we've got this need to belong, this sense of identity, but there's also like this energy, this excitement that comes with fandom.
Oh, absolutely. Remember that study about sports fans getting a testosterone boost when their team wins? It's biological.
No way. I knew it felt real, but like a literal biological response.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It is. It shows how deeply we connect with these things, these teams, these stories. It's like we're all on this emotional roller coaster together.
So it's like, it's not just in my head, it's like a shared experience, a shared energy.
Exactly. And that shared energy can fuel incredible creativity.
Yeah, that's the other thing that blows my mind about fandom, the creativity. It's like this wellspring of amazing content.
It is fan fiction, cosplay, fan art. Some of it is so good, it's like professional level.
Right. I've seen cosplay that's like straight out of a movie,
Yeah.
and fan fiction that's like better than the original sometimes.
Totally. And it's not just about individual creativity either. You've got these huge fan campaigns that have brought back canceled shows. Like, remember Veronica Mars?
Oh, yeah. The fans literally funded a movie sequel through Kickstarter, right?
Exactly. It shows how much power fans have when they come together. It's like a collective force for change.
It's wild. And speaking of intense connections, I want to talk about something that I think a lot of us can relate to, that feeling of like knowing a celebrity or a fictional character so well that they almost feel like a friend.
Ah, yes. Parasocial relationships. We form these bonds even though realistically the relationship is one-sided.
It is. Like, I know this musician doesn't know me personally, but their music has gotten me through some tough times, you know? It feels personal.
Absolutely. And those parasocial relationships can be really positive. They can offer comfort, inspiration, even a sense of belonging.
Totally. But then there's the flip side, right? Like when that intensity becomes too much.
Right. Think about Beatlemania
Yeah.
or the pressures that K-pop idols face today with those incredibly devoted fan
Yeah,
bases.
there's a line between admiration and dot obsession. And sometimes fandom crosses that line.
It definitely can. And that brings us to some of the less glamorous aspects of fandom culture, like the toxicity. Have you ever seen those online arguments that spiral out of control?
Oh, for sure. People getting super defensive, attacking each other over a fictional character's choices.
Exactly. It can get really intense. And the research talks about something called identity fusion, where people's sense of self becomes so intertwined with a fandom that any criticism feels like a personal attack.
That makes sense. Like, if my identity is wrapped up in this thing and you criticize it, you're criticizing me.
Right. And that can lead to some really unhealthy dynamics. And then there are those extreme cases, like those X-Files fans sending in hair samples for DNA testing.
Wait, really?
Yeah, they were convinced they were related to the character.
Okay, that's definitely crossing a line.
It is. It highlights the need for boundaries and self-awareness within fandom. Passion is great, but it's important to keep things in perspective.
Okay, how about we lighten things up with some quirky fandom stories?
Sounds good. Like, did you know the earliest known fandom was for Sherlock Holmes?
No way, really?
Yeah, fans were so upset when he died that they basically forced Arthur Conan Doyle to bring him back.
Wow, that's dedication.
It is. And then you have the Detroit Red Wings fans with their tradition of throwing octopuses on the ice.
Okay, that's just weird, but kind of awesome.
It is. Fandoms can be so unique and creative, like the Veronica Mars fans funding their own movie.
And don't forget about the Supernatural fans, who are known for their focus on mental health support.
Right. It's amazing how diverse and multifaceted the world of fandom is.
It really is. Okay, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, we have to talk about the internet. It's like completely changed the game for fandom, right?
Oh, absolutely. Social media platforms like Reddit, Tumblr, Twitter, they've created these interconnected global communities. It's incredible.
It's like every fandom has its own little corner of the internet.
Exactly. And then you've got streaming services like Netflix that have led to these super intense but often shorter-lived fandoms. Remember Squid
Oh,
Game?
yeah, it was everywhere for like a month. Then dot poof.
It's like a fandom supernova. Burns bright, then fades away.
Makes sense. But even those short-lived fandoms can have a huge impact.
They can.
Yeah.
And of course, there's the double-edged sword of social media, where creators and fans can interact directly. It can be amazing for connection, but it can also lead to harassment and unrealistic expectations.
True. It's a complex landscape. But one thing's clear. Technology has profoundly changed how fandoms form and operate.
No doubt about it.
And we're back, diving deeper into the fascinating world of fandom. In part one, we explored why people become such dedicated fans, and now I want to talk about the impact these communities have, like on individuals and on society as a whole.
It's really fascinating stuff. I mean, think about the sense of belonging we talked about earlier. For some people, fandom can be this incredibly supportive network.
That was something that really struck me in the research, is like finding your tribe, the people who just get you. Especially important for folks who might feel like they don't quite fit in elsewhere.
Exactly. Like, the research specifically mentions LGBTQ plus fans finding solace and a sense of belonging in fandoms like Harry Potter or Steven Universe, for instance. Those worlds often have themes of acceptance and diversity, right?
Right, and that can really resonate with people who are looking for that same understanding in their own lives. It's like finding a safe space to be yourself.
Precisely. And think about going to a convention surrounded by people who get your references, who are cosplaying as your favorite characters. It's validating, you know?
Totally. It's like, my people. But it's not just about warm fuzzies and acceptance, right? Fandoms can also be a force for social change, like those Supernatural fans raising money for mental health charities.
Oh, yeah, that's a great example. Or the Veronica Mars fans literally crowdfunding a movie sequel because they loved the show so much.
That's some serious dedication. It shows how passionate fans can come together and actually make a difference in the real world.
Absolutely. It's not just about liking something, it's about using that passion to do some good.
That's inspiring. But let's be real, there's also a potential for things to go a little sideways, right? We've talked about the toxicity and sometimes like the unhealthy obsession that can pop up in fandom.
Definitely. The research talks about this concept called identity fusion, where a person's sense of self gets so wrapped up in a fandom that any criticism feels like a personal attack.
Okay, I've seen that online. People getting super defensive over the smallest things, you know.
Right, it can create this hostile environment where people can't disagree without things getting like really nasty.
Yeah, it's like, can't we all just chill out a bit?
It's about finding that balance, you know? Passion is great, but it needs to be tempered with empathy and respect for other people's opinions.
Definitely. Okay, so we've talked about social impact, but there's also the economic side of things. Fandom is big business, right?
No, huge. Movie tickets, merchandise, streaming subscriptions, conventions. Fandom drives billions of dollars in revenue.
And then there's all the fan-created content. Like, 50 Shades of Grey started as Twilight fan fiction, right?
Exactly. It shows how fandom can actually influence mainstream culture. And now, with platforms like Etsy and Patreon, fans can even make a living from their creations.
It's like this whole economy built around shared passions. Pretty cool when you think about it.
It is. So, where do you think things are headed? What trends are you seeing in the world of fandom?
That's a good question. What about you? What do you see happening?
Well, one thing I've noticed is this trend toward more personalized fandom experiences. Like, with algorithms and personalized recommendations, people are discovering more niche content.
So instead of these massive monolithic fandoms, we're seeing more specialized communities forming around like very specific aspects of a particular thing.
Exactly. It's like the fandom is branching out into smaller, more tightly knit groups, each with its own focus.
Interesting. What about the role of technology? I mean, the internet's already transformed fandom, but what's next?
I think immersive technologies like VR and AR are going to be huge. Imagine attending a virtual Comic-Con from your living room, interacting with other fans and creators in a fully immersive environment.
Whoa, that would be mind-blowing.
It would. As these technologies become more sophisticated and more accessible, I think we'll see fandom experiences becoming even richer and more interactive.
That's exciting, but also maybe a little scary, like blurring the lines between reality and fantasy even more.
That's a valid point. It's like anything else. We need to be mindful of the potential risks, like addiction or the spread of misinformation. We have to use these tools responsibly.
Absolutely. Technology should enhance the fandom experience, not replace real-life connections.
I agree. At the end of the day, it's about community, creativity, and shared passion. Those are the things that make fandom so special.
Welcome back, everyone. We've spent the last two parts of this deep dive really getting into the nitty-gritty of fandoms, the psychology, the social dynamics, the good, the bad, and the just plain weird.
It's been a wild ride.
It has. But now I kind of want to zoom out a bit. Like, what does all of this tell us about, human nature itself? What can we learn about ourselves from studying fandom?
You know, it makes me think about how fundamentally important stories are to us as humans. Like, we're hardwired for storytelling.
It's true. We love narratives, whether it's a book, a movie, or even just listening to someone tell a story about their day.
Exactly. And fandoms take that to a whole other level. They create these spaces where people can dissect those stories, debate them, reinterpret them, even rewrite them.
It's like this collective act of imagination, constantly evolving and expanding the world of the story.
Precisely. And it reminds us that stories aren't static. They're living things that we can interact with and be shaped by.
Another big takeaway for me has been the importance of belonging. Fandoms provide this incredibly strong sense of community, which is something we all crave, right?
Absolutely. We're social creatures by nature. We need to feel connected to something bigger than ourselves.
And fandoms offer that in a really unique way. It's not just about liking the same things, it's about feeling seen and understood for those passions.
Remember we talked about social identity theory? Fandom gives you that sense of belonging to a group, which can boost your self-esteem and make you feel more confident.
Totally. Like, I think about those online communities I've been part of, and it really does feel like family sometimes.
It can, and it can be especially powerful for people who might feel marginalized or misunderstood in other parts of their lives.
So we've got the storytelling, the belonging, all this positive stuff,
Yeah.
but we also talked about the potential downsides, the toxicity, the obsession. What can we learn from that?
Well, I think it shows that even the most positive human impulses can have a shadow side, right?
Like, too much of a good thing can be a bad thing. Passion can turn into obsession. Protectiveness can become gatekeeping.
Exactly. Fandoms are microcosms of society. They reflect both the best and worst of human nature.
It's a reminder that we need to be mindful of our own behavior, even in these spaces that are supposed to be fun and supportive.
I agree. It's about finding that balance between passion and respect, between individual expression and community well-being.
Well said. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of fandom, what's the one thing you want our listeners to walk away with?
I think it would be this. Embrace your passions, find your tribe, and let your fandom inspire you to connect, create, and make a positive impact on the world.
That's a great message to end on. And on that note, dear listeners, we've reached the end of our deep dive. Thanks for joining us on this journey into the heart of fandom.
It's been a pleasure.
And until next time, may your fandoms bring you joy, connection, and endless inspiration.